One thing you can do to become a winner is to tap the power of your subconscious mind in moving toward your goal. You can use it to connect with a universal sort of power.
The subconscious section of the mind appears to be the only doorway of individual approach to the universal supply of infinite intelligence, and it is capable of being influenced only by a definiteness of purpose backed by enduring belief. Definiteness of purpose automatically develops self-reliance, personal initiative, imagination, enthusiasm, self-discipline, and concentration of effort, all of these being prerequisites for the attainment of success. It induces one to budget one's time and to create day-by-day plans which lead to the attainment of one's overall or major purpose in life. It makes one more alert in recognizing opportunities related to the object of one's definite major purpose. It inspires confidence in one's integrity and character, and it attracts the favorable attention of people who may aid one in the attainment of one's aims and purposes in life. It opens the way for the full exercise of that state of mind known as faith by making the mind positive and freeing it from the limitations of fear and doubt and anxiety. Last but not least, it makes one success conscious, this being the first step in the direction of successful achievement in all undertakings. Definiteness of purpose aids one in developing and maintaining a positive mental attitude.
There's a simple formula to develop this positive mental attitude, and we'll look at it briefly here.
Draw a clear picture in your mind of precisely what you desire, and begin to live and act as you would if the desire had already been realized. Back your desires by as many of the basic motives as possible. Keep your desires active at all times through both physical and mental action. Inactivity in regard to desires are worthless. Number two, sell yourself into believing you will attain the object of your desires. Keep your mind off of circumstances and things you do not desire because the mind attracts that which it feeds upon. Here, then, are all of the reasons why you believe you're entitled to realize the objects of your desires, including that which you intend to give in return, and start giving where you stand. Form the habit of acquiring information essential for the attainment of your desires by asking questions of people whom you know to have the right answers. Keep the object of your desires to yourself, lest you set up jealousies and oppositions which may defeat you. Place as many people as possible under obligation to you by the habit of going the extra mile in rendering more service than that which is expected of you. Keep your mind free of envy and anger and greed and hatred and jealousy and revenge and fear, because these are the seven dark riders of failure. In these instructions, you have the means of developing a positive mental attitude which will attract to you the things and the people which are related to your aims and purposes in life.